Hello and welcome back to the Lee's Summit Town Hall podcast. I'm your host, Nick Parker, and wait for it. She's back.
I actually did return. Liesl Hayes. You didn't think I was ever going to come back.
No. I thought you'd left us all,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. I do actually still exist. That's good.
I mean, vacations, illness, vacations. I know.
It's a lot.
You're the vacationist person I know.
Yeah, I'm such a vacation-y person.
Welcome back, Liesl.
Thank you. It's good to be back, Nick Parker. You know, I like the microphone. I mean, you're all right too, I guess. Thanks. Yeah.
I know you pity me. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's totally it. Absolutely.
100%. Welcome back to the Lee's Summit Town Hall podcast, brought to the good people by Budget Blinds of Lee's Summit. They are our dear friends and fantastic business owners right here in downtown Lee's Summit. Liesl, do you know what they're the home of?
Light and Style Shades.
Signature Series.
Oh, Signature Series and Light and Style Shades. Okay, I mean, I got it. You always cover that part for me. I always cover the part that's like, you know, they give back so much to our community.
They support
so many local organizations and businesses. So they're the place to go.
Yeah, we talk a lot about people who volunteer around town, but there might not be a family that has, you know, helped so many different ones.
Absolutely.
In the community. They are fantastic people. And really, I keep talking about it. I've been talking about it for years. I need to do this. I need to get my robot shades.
I know. I need to get my robot shades too. It's like an immediate need.
I feel like it would make my living room area better.
I think it would make anyone's living room area better, right?
That's true.
I mean, they are pretty exciting.
They also do commercial. So I just saw a video they put up where they did some shades over at the new go-kart place.
Oh, nice.
On the north end of town.
Yeah.
And it was all these motorized, like automated shades going up and down. I'm like, oh, I need me some of those.
That is so amazing.
Do you think I could get some here in like the studio window?
I think you could.
Because, you know, then when people walk by, I don't have to see him or wave high. Like, you know, Ben Rayo, when he walks by.
Yeah,
we can just cover it up.
You can just cover it up and, you know what, have him pay for him too.
Exactly. That's what we should do. So look, when you're ready for those robot shades, when you're ready for your next home decor project or whatever, go call our good friends at Budget Blinds of Lee's Summit. Tell them Liesl and Nick sent you. Okay, Liesl, short show today.
Yeah, short show.
Short show today. Just a few things. One, I want to start off with a few thank yous to some local businesses. One of my other projects, the Beers with Nigel podcast. We had a giant event last week.
Yeah, you had a huge event.
We brought people in from all over the country.
It was kind of a big deal.
It was kind of a big deal. It was pretty cool. So there was a big thing around a documentary screening and highlighting some breweries in town and around the country. And so we brought some guests in and we had them stay in Lee's Summit. So a big thank you to Holiday Inn here in Lee's Summit that took care of all of our
VIPs.
Yeah,
that's great. I know some of the people stayed at the historic Browning as well. So yeah. So
your old house.
My old house. So supporting local, appreciate that as always.
Brandon Simpson over at Jazzy B's gave us a fantastic dinner one night.
Yeah, and Jazzy B's is so good.
I think maybe the most underrated KC barbecue
joint.
It's
so underrated. We don't want the secret to get out.
I do, though.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
The dude deserves to have lines out his door. I just, and I'm gonna tell you this, without a doubt, because, look, our guests, we took them to several KC joints, right? Because they're in Kansas City, they were asking every day for a new barbecue joint.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
And so when they went, they would order a little everything. I'm going to say this.
Go.
Consistently, Jazzy B's was like number one or number two on their list. Depending on like what they were talking about, which order it was,
type of meat
or whatever. Yeah, consistently, Jazzy B's was either number one or number two in all their comparisons.
Oh, wow.
And so I agree.
Yeah, and I mean, this was people all over the nation. I mean, this
wings might be my favorite in the city.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, and his fries. I mean, seriously.
They're so good.
There is some addictive narcotic in that fry season.
There has to be.
Because
it's delicious.
They are wonderful. Look, Diametric Brewing also stepped up. They hosted one of our VIPs, did a little collaboration brew.
Oh, nice.
Stay tuned for information on those. Grains and Taps hosted us a couple nights for some drinks with our guests. And Press Monkey Studios, you can get his shirts right out of Local Foundry. He donated several shirts.
Oh, that's really nice.
For some gift baskets.
Those shirts are incredible. Like, he is an incredible artist. You know, he used to work at Hallmark.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did. I think he might actually have been the last person I knew who
worked at Hallmark. Okay, there you go.
He gave us some, among all the things that he gave us that we could put in these gift baskets were a bunch of Casey Current themed shirts. So that was kind of cool
to get
those out. And especially when you're driving in and out of Kansas City at the airport and back, to show people off the interstate, like, check out this stadium.
Oh, yeah.
The world's first stadium built for a women's pro sports team.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That is awesome. So thank you to all of those people. I just wanted to say that out publicly. And now we'll move on to some other things. Hey, Liesl, did you get up on Saturday or maybe even this morning? Did you get up and go to the farmer's market?
No, I haven't gone yet this year. I need to go because I love it every year.
I know. One of my favorite things to do, I'm looking forward to, obviously I couldn't go on Saturday morning because we had all our guests in town and stuff, but I'm looking forward to this week, Saturday, my favorite thing to do. Get up in the morning, walk down to the market, and choose what I'm going to make for the weekend.
Yeah, it's right? Incredible. Like,
that's my little grocery shopping. I don't go with any plans. I just walk around, see what's there, and I make a menu while I'm walking around, and that's what I cook.
Yeah, it's also one of those things, too, that there are different types of celebrations throughout the year, too, that the farmer's market does. So make sure you check those out. Those are always a really good time. Yeah, it's just a good time. And then families come and they have all of like these different crafts and things like that. So it's a good time.
I feel like you're a flowers person. You like to buy the flowers.
I do like buying flowers. I do.
I like to buy them, but I'm a little scared. I've said this before. My wife and I we're not awesome.
Yeah. I remember you kind of kill all the things.
So I feel like if I go too near their stall,
they might actually die.
I might wreak havoc upon their products.
I totally understand that. I actually did start growing some things this year.
Really?
Yeah, I'm growing microgreens right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Are you growing enough to share with the whole class?
I actually am. You know, they only take like a couple weeks to grow.
Ooh. Well, the rest of your class would like some.
Yeah, absolutely. I can just bring some of those in. But if you're not into, growing your own microgreens, the farmer's market has them too. I remember I bought them there all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. So that is back. The farmer's market is back in action this season every Wednesday and Saturday morning starting at 8 a.m. You should go down there. Go check out the stuff. It is a fantastic thing. Also coming up this weekend on Sunday from noon to 5 out at the MCC Longview campus, it's the annual Flights of Fancy Kite Festival.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's just a great festival have every year here in Lee Summit. It's so cool.
It kind of it's a little nostalgic, right? It lets you like feel like you're a kid again.
Yeah,
and to watch all these.
Yeah, absolutely.
And look, it's got those kites too. But it also has these people with these giant, fancy pieces of art.
It really is.
It's really cool. And there's lots of tents around, too, so you can go learn more about what's happening. It's a fundraiser for Scholarship Foundation for Longview. So you're doing some good, too, and raising some money. I know there will be several arts organizations out there.
Oh, okay. That's great.
What they've got going on, so you can go see them. And just enjoy the great weather. I think it's going to be nice weather.
Oh, good.
A little wind, which is good for kites.
Wind is always good for kites. You just never know what kind of weather you're going to get.
Right.
So it's really nice that they have good weather. Just take the family out there. It's a great event.
And since I brought up arts, that reminds me, I want to bring up one other thing. Summit Theater Group, our local theater organization, they're asking for a little bit of help.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think like all nonprofits are finding out right now, stuff's a little harder.
It is.
Rates for things have increased,
and yeah.
So if they are looking for some help to pay for musicians for an upcoming performance.
Oh, really?
So if you've got a business, or maybe you're just your family's a big supporter of local arts, reach out to Summit Theater Group. They've got some sponsorship opportunities. They're just looking for a little help to be able to pay their musicians that are going to help them put on a show coming up this summer. So it's just a chance for people to help out and work that. And look, all artists should be paid.
Yeah, artists should be paid. And I think oftentimes they're underlooked for their skill set, and it's what they bring to the community is so important. We all need to consume the arts in some way or another.
Right. And so much happens through volunteer work. There are artists of all types that volunteer their talents for different things. And here's an opportunity for them to bring in some musicians and actually pay them for their work and help out. So
they always help out too with haunted and historic spaces every year in October.
Oh, they are
they're
partners
so
on that. It's
good.
So good. And
yeah.
Can I give a little tease?
Yes, please do.
So I've been talking to Summit Theater Group.
Oh, you have?
About haunted tours.
Oh,
that's kind of been my thing for
a
while.
I know,
it's
been your thing.
Years.
Yes.
We're going to do some updates. So it's going to get a little different.
Oh, that's
and it's
exciting.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, we're looking at taking it up a notch.
Okay. That sounds good. And you know, when you changed up a little bit, the people who've been before,
right?
They're gonna enjoy a different experience.
Right. And I think that's a big thing that we've been looking at is, okay, we've done it. And then we changed it. And we did it again for a few more years. Now it's time to change it up because you want people to be able to come back and re-experience or bring new people with them, right? And
yeah.
And so it's a new thing.
Yeah, I love it. I also work in a haunted building too, is what I learned.
Yeah.
On the haunted and historic
Well, that's,
spaces
you know, that's
tour.
Usually one of our stops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it definitely is. It is, for sure.
There's a lot of stories out of mm-hmm. your office building.
Oh, I have stories from my office building. So yeah, there's a lot.
It was the original Lee Summit Hospital.
It was. And then it was like...
Well, then it was a hotel.
It was a hotel for a while.
Yeah. Well, when we...
I mean,
we
it may have been like a little seedy
yeah,
hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's some stories.
Mm-hmm. Lots of stories.
There's some stories. Hey, last thing before we go, I just want to chat about this for a little bit because I really want to invite people to join this conversation. John Bedoin is a guest columnist for Linked to Lee Summit. He just submitted and we posted this morning his latest column. And he's talked about this for, you know, a couple times over the last few months now. And that is the partisan activity that's going on in our local elections. And he's coming at it from his angle is that it's not good for the community. As a matter of fact, our charter, he brings this up, that our city's charter says that the city council, mayoral, and judge races are to be nonpartisan. Like that is a rule on the school board side. The state statute actually says it does not require you to declare a party when you run. So it doesn't necessarily say outright that it shouldn't be part of it, like our city charter does, but it doesn't require a candidate to announce a party affiliation. And I think this is a good conversation to have because you and I talked about this before when you tried to turn the tables and make me talk about myself on
Yes,
this show.
I did do that. That was fun. That's a good episode.
It was all right.
It was good.
But, you know, the reason I have backed away from talking about the local elections is because I got tired of it being about things that we were hearing at the state and national levels that really
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't resonate locally. It makes us avoid topics that we should be talking about. You know, like, I don't want to talk about curriculum for our local school board races because school boards and school districts don't get to decide what the curriculum is. That's done at Jefferson City. So let's talk about it for those candidates and those races, but it really shouldn't be part of our candidate races here locally.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've talked about this so many times, Nick, but I really feel like what I appreciate about the local elections is one, we have the ability to impact a lot of change on the local level.
100%.
And I think we forget about that a lot of the times. We focus on the national elections, the state elections, and there's so much that happens here in our community that our elected officials do have an impact over. But oftentimes, like you said, we're talking about these sound bites that exist at the state and national level that actually the people running have no impact on at all, you
right.
know? And I think that's frustrating. And it centers the conversation on things that we don't actually have control over.
Right. I agree. And I think the other thing I would add to that is they're your neighbors, right?
Yeah.
The people that are running for office live in your neighborhood. They go to your church. You work in their office building. All of these things, like, you know them. You volunteer with them at local things. And I'm going to give an example. I'm not going to name names, but there is a longtime city council member who, if we were to talk state and national politics, we would be polar opposites of each other. But locally, we get along great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we both want the same things. We might approach a little differently, but we know what the local things are. And we know we have shared goals.
Yeah.
And so it's okay.
Absolutely.
And you can avoid all those things that just get messy and none of us have real control over. And you can focus on things that we do have control over, the things that we can't, where we can impact change. And so that's why I think we really need to be careful. And this is, you know,
I agree.
Just my stance. We need to be careful of how we're talking about the local politics and the local candidates so that we remember that we're all neighbors and we all have pretty similar goals.
Yeah, we do. And like you said, sometimes approaching those goals, we want to do it differently. But at the end of the day, like, part of the beauty of local politics is that we do have representation and it's not meant to be politically divisive. It really isn't.
I had a friend one time, and this was my few minutes in the consulting world. Like, you know, like 3 minutes that I spent.
Three to five. Well, yeah. I thought it was 5 minutes.
Three to five minutes, like, you know, that. Helping some municipalities with some things. But I had a friend who once said, look, I don't care if there's a letter D or a letter R after their name, because locally none of that matters. The only time it matters is when somebody has to go to the state capitol or DC to ask a politician for money, then we're gonna make sure the letters match up.
Right.
But like, unless we're asking for money,
it's unnecessary.
It doesn't matter, because we're all neighbors and we're all after the same thing, which is, you know, the long-term prosperity of our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we crave as humans is certainty, right? And we also like to put things in categories. It makes things, when we're making decisions, it makes things easier. Our brain is kind of binary, right? It's easier for us if things are black and white. But the reality is that a lot of the times in politics, these issues, even at the state and national level, they aren't just black and white issues. No. They are conversations that
we try very hard to make them
that way. Exist across the aisle. And there are shared solutions. Like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's the entire purpose of democracy, but whatever. I'm not that smart and I'm not running our nation, but I agree with you on the local level. Can we just shelter ourselves from things that are going on at the state and national level around just the divisiveness?
Right.
I'm not talking about the issues. I'm just talking about the divisiveness and polarization that's occurring.
I agree. And I'm also going to add this. I am grateful that you are not running our nation.
Yeah, I would be grateful too. I mean, I like to go to work at 9 o'clock. So I think that alone disqualifies
me.
Yeah,
your work hours would be weird.
Yeah, they would be weird. They'd probably be like, ma'am, this first lady, this is not going to work.
Madam President. You need to actually show up this week.
Yeah, we're going to need you to not go on vacation again. The people need you to govern.
Yeah, we would not be good. I just snorted on the podcast.
I would just say you can get internet on the cruise now, so it's fine.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's good.
So anyway, I urge everybody, go take a look at the column that's on Link to Lee Summit right now. Take a look, you know, comment, send us a note. I'm curious what everybody else's thoughts are on this, because I think it has the last three elections, especially
locally,
I
agree.
Really, really taken on a tone and tenor that makes me pause. That makes me worry a little bit that we're avoiding important topics because we're focused on the topics that we hear and read from our whatever our silos of bullet points are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I think Nick and I both also we're open to an alternative perspective. If you see it as valuable, like, we'd love to hear about that too. We want to understand that viewpoint as well.
Absolutely. So we want to know what you're thinking. Take a look at that column from guest columnist John Bedoin and let us know. Let us know what you think.
All right.
That is going to wrap us up. Everybody, go to the Kite Festival on Sunday. Go to your farmer's market on Saturdays and Wednesdays. Get some stuff.
Yeah.
Although, don't buy the bacon. Because if I get there too late and the bacon's gone, I'm
you're going to be upset.
I'm sad.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
you just got to get there early, man.
It makes me cry.
I'm sure it does make you cry.
That'll wrap us up for this week. We'll talk to everybody next time.